This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, September 21st. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Amy Guida has this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. A man who led police on a chase that ended in a standoff in a northwest Champaign home has been found not currently fit to stand trial. A judge yesterday said Toriano Johnson will return to court in mid-December for a reexamination. In the meantime, the 27-year-old man has been ordered to a Department of Human Services facility. Johnson faces 13 charges, including attempted murder. He was allegedly involved in a June 24th shooting incident inside his girlfriend's Urbana apartment building. He was later arrested at a house on Hedge Court in Champaign, where police say he had barricaded himself. Parkland College is open as usual today, despite fears of water contamination that prompted the campus to close yesterday. The official word comes from Parkland spokeswoman Jody Littleton.
Parkland College will be open on Friday for all our classes and all of our events that we have going on.
Officials at the community college in Champaign announced on Thursday that the campus would be closed until at least Monday because of fears of water contamination in the area. But the shutdown turned out to be a mistake, an apparent overreaction to a boil order issued for the area due to installation of a new water main. The boil order actually covered only one building on the Parkland campus, the South Building, used for art classes. Barry Suits of the Illinois American Water Company says he met with Parkland and local health officials to clear up the matter. As soon as he got word of the campus shutdown, he says the boil order is a routine precaution and should be lifted by this evening. Champaign will get a brief visit from a presidential candidate today. Republican Mitt Romney plans to attend a fundraising luncheon. Before that, the former Massachusetts governor is expected to meet with media and voters at Willard Airport's Flight Star facility. Romney's fundraiser will be at least the second campaign funding event in the past few weeks in Champaign. The wife of Democratic candidate Barack Obama appeared at an Obama fundraising brunch in July. Meeting with a federal mediator didn't help contract negotiations at Monticello schools last night. An Illinois Education Association spokesman says the union representing 150 teachers, cooks, and custodians and the school board made very little progress. The union has a membership meeting scheduled for Tuesday to determine their next move. The last contract expired in July, and the two sides have been negotiating since last spring. Union President Kristen McMullen says lower salaries have been driving experienced teachers away to work in neighboring districts. The Champaign County Board gave the county nursing home permission last night to move money around inside its budget to pay for more contract nurses. County officials are framing the move as a necessary but not ideal option. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The proposal to allow the $400,000 budget transfer elicited a warning from Champaign County Auditor Tony Fabry. He said this would send the amount spent by the county nursing home on contract nurses to $890,000 this fiscal year, the most since 2001. But several county board members said the move was necessary. Rentoul Republican Stan James said he didn't think nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger should have to ask permission to make the transfer, since it was all within the nursing home's budget.
Because I feel those folks are dealing with it firsthand. They see what they need to do. He's basically taking money from one pot, putting it somewhere else. It's all the same money that was in the original budget. We're not extending him another loan or doing anything like that.
James made that last point to refute a TV news report that said the extra money for contract nurses was putting the Champaign County Nursing Home over budget again. Buffenbarger says that's not the case. While contract nurses are more expensive than those in the county payroll, Buffenbarger says he expects the nursing home can absorb the cost without seeking any more money from the county. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A new study shows an almost 63% increase in the number of students who completed community college programs over a 10-year period. In 1996, nearly 32,800 students completed programs. That jumped to almost 53,400 last year. The study was conducted by the Center for Governmental Studies at Northern Illinois University. The four program areas that had the most number of students were protective services, construction trades, health professions, and precision production trades. The president of the Illinois Community College Board says community college graduates are good for Illinois since the majority stay in the state after completing school. Illinois has 48 community colleges. Despite many recalls of fresh produce in recent months, a professor of food science says farmers are using a safer set of measures to avoid foodborne illness. Carl Matthews is among the many experts in public health, agriculture, and nutrition who attended Illinois' 8th Annual Food Symposium in Champaign this week. Matthews teaches microbiology at Rutgers University. He says since last year's E. coli outbreak tied to bagged spinach, growers have made a better effort to establish barriers when planting their crops.
If there's animals that are coming in, perhaps feral animals, maybe fencing is going up, or an encroachment area. So instead of planting right up to the tree line or to a stream line, you pull your back from that, maybe 50 feet, 100 feet, or what have you, depending upon the situation.
Matthew says growers are also doing more to cool their product at the field level to avoid the growth of microbes, to avoid the risk of disease. The most recent produce recall occurred this week involving lettuce distributed by the Dole Company. No illnesses have been reported from that recall. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. You've heard of attempted murder and attempted armed robbery, but the word attempt means something very specific in the law. Commentator Amy Guida explains what happened to her in a bank in this week's Legal Issues in the News.
This is a true story. I'm standing in a bank a few days ago. There's a guy in front of me in line cashing his paycheck. As he waits somewhat impatiently for the money, he whips out his cell phone and makes a call. The conversation goes something like this, and I'm changing names here to protect the seemingly guilty. "Hey, Mike, this is Tom. I'm at the bank now cashing my check. I've got some money. Do you have some good skunk? I need some smoke. Is it good? If you don't have any, I'll call Jim." I'm somewhat naive, I'll admit, but I was pretty sure that good skunk did not mean Pepe Le Pew. Smoke likely did not refer to anything related to a barbecue. And indeed, skunk and smoke are both slang words for marijuana. I confirmed as much with the help of the internet upon my return home. But back to the bank. I could not believe my ears. It sounded like someone was committing a crime right in front of me. Or was he? Maybe there was no crime. I say that because there's an entire statute in Illinois that focuses on attempt in criminal law, how far someone must go in the commission of a crime, say a drug transaction, so that that person can lawfully be charged with an attempt to commit the underlying offense. Attempt usually requires more than just a notion to do something bad. There's got to be something in addition, some sort of act that proves you really, truly intend to complete the criminal transaction. Here's the key language in the Illinois law. A person commits an attempt when, with attempt to commit a specific offense, he does any act which constitutes a substantial step toward the commission of that offense. So the question here would be, what constitutes a substantial step toward some sort of drug buy? And it's likely that a judge would decide that a phone call, standing alone, without even knowing what the guy on the other end said, wouldn't be enough. I confirmed the difficulty of the whole substantial step thing with Duke Harris, lead prosecutor for the Champaign County State's Attorney's Office. He couldn't comment specifically about anything I'd witnessed, but I asked him what a substantial step toward a drug purchase might be. He suggested that, depending on the facts, if someone drives someplace for a drug buy, that might suffice. Maybe the guy in the bank got his money and drove straight to Mike's house. Or maybe not. I didn't follow him to find out, so I'll never know if he attempted any crime in a legal sense. Moreover, I'll never know if he actually went beyond attempt by actually buying the drugs. What I find most surprising about all this is how at least one person in the world feels absolutely fine to talk about buying drugs with others standing about 4 feet from him. What did he take me for? Someone who would be forced to go home to confirm what he was talking about? Well, yes. And turns out he was right. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. In the forecast for the region today, mostly sunny skies, the high around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, the low around 60. And for tomorrow, sunny skies, the high around 85. For Saturday evening, clear skies, the low 57. Sunny Sunday, the high around 90. Partly cloudy Sunday evening, the low 64. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, September 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.